I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news from Jimmy Kimmel. The Biden administration removed 18 military academy board members that were appointed by Donald Trump, including haunted dollar store Barbie doll Kellyanne Conway, which is a name I haven't said in a while. Kellyanne Conway, I'm not going to say it any more times. I've seen Candyman. I know what might happen. Seth Meyers, why were there still any Trump holdovers anyway? That's like moving into a rent-controlled apartment the last guy died in and keeping all the expired whitefish in the refrigerator. Seth, why was Kellyanne Conway on an Air Force advisory board? If she ever flew an F-16 or what she probably calls an F-17, I guess we would end up in a ravine, her standing on a tarmac in a parachute claiming it was a successful landing. I'm going to ask you two questions here. The first question, have you ever seen Bob's Burgers? The answer is no. Be honest with yourself. You've never seen this show. I'm going to ask you a second question. Have you ever met anyone who has seen Bob's Burgers? Think about it for a second. The answer is no, right? Isn't it weird that no one has ever seen this show? Well, Disney has released some movie release dates. Their movie release calendar goes all the way through late 2024. Here are some of the movies that Disney announced. Ready? Untitled Marvel, Untitled Pixar, Untitled Searchlight. There are four Untitled Marvel that have been scheduled for 2024. But one movie in particular amongst the Untitled Marvel, the Untitled Pixar, the Untitled Searchlight has a title. It is called The Bob's Burgers Movie, and it is scheduled for Memorial Day weekend, May 27th, 2022. Again, have you ever seen Bob's Burgers? Have you ever met anyone who's seen Bob's Burgers? I get that they promote it on Fox, but come on Sunday, you watched football for 7 hours, and then when football signed off, what did you do? Did you watch Bob's Burgers? No, because it's not on. You switched over to football. Fox wants you to believe that they program on Sunday nights, and there is no evidence that they actually do. From The Guardian, they asked, is there a silver lining to the COVID-19 pandemic? I'm going to say no, but they disagree. Seeing the world's most obnoxious nations forced to face their incompetence as a contender suggests Trevor Noah. Yeah, The Guardian went to see Trevor Noah. They say Back to Abnormal is a global show for a shared global experience. Trevor Noah uses his talent for accents to take us on a world tour, swapping his own South African inflection for English, American, Australian, French, German, Jamaican, and more. As he fills the stage with characters, his refrain, I want to get back to the way things were, punctuates the show. But as he tackles different flavors of racism, nationalism, and invites the question, were things really that great before? Some jokes are a little obvious. A segment on his hatred of Zoom recalls conversations we've all had during lockdown, while observations about the Olympics, food, and dancing feel familiar. As fans of The Daily Show might expect, Noah is strongest when he's exploring weightier subjects. He probes the absurdity of some of the things done in the name of freedom, such as American gun ownership and protesting against masks. A lot of the material was tailored to the UK audience. Mention of Indian restaurant Dishoom got a big cheer. And the England football fan who put a flare in his bum crack during the Euros inspires a great joke about race. Meanwhile, the treatment of Meghan Markle, racist football fans, and our colonial hoarding of other nations' treasures get a well-executed roasting. Hey, speaking of Meghan Markle, let me plug here. Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your podcasts, I'm the writer on that. Every day, 5 minutes about the royal family. And yeah, we talk about Meghan Markle. Come at us, Trevor Noah, please. That'd be great if Trevor Noah came after the Palace Intrigue podcast and we got a lot of cheap promotion. Be amazing. The Guardian says, a flawless performer, Trevor Noah skillfully speckles the set with sillier stuff too, including a nice bit about aliens deciding which areas of Earth to destroy and acting out a T-Rex attempting to don a mask. Noah is a master of classic stand-up and has mass appeal in the best possible way. I have seen Trevor Noah live. He is fantastic. From The Hollywood Reporter, The Office star Brian Baumgartner reacts to being Cameo's most bankable star. The actor who played Kevin on The Office earned, guess how much he earned doing Cameo videos last year? Guess. Your head's going to explode. He earned more than $1 million on Cameo. Kevin said, no, not Kevin, his name's Brian. See, leave it in. People wanted to make a connection during the pandemic. It's not really about me. Cameo co-founder and CEO Stephen Galanis said Brian did over $1 million in 2020 thanks to charging $195 per message. You don't want to go 200. 195 is plenty. Brian Baumgartner tells The Hollywood Reporter he was skeptical about creating an account after being asked several times. I finally decided to give it a try. I know this sounds Pollyanna or politically correct, but I was on a very popular, beloved TV show. There's a comedy that I'm known for, which is helpful. But really what happened at this time is that people wanted to make a connection. It's not really about me. I'm really the person who gets two people together. He says fans have leaned on him to mend broken fences. I get messages from people who are estranged from loved ones and they're throwing a buoy out into the water, or it's like a father and a daughter watch the show together, or friends that might not have seen each other in a while. They use it to find a connection, come closer, or use my character Kevin to make somebody laugh. That's how I view it, and I really do enjoy that. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Palace Intrigue. I already told you about it. Royal family, 5 minutes. Were you paying attention? Of course you were. So let me take this time to get a coffee out of you. You enjoy my company. Why don't you buy me a coffee? Go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. You throw a couple bucks in the tip jar. The dollar amount is up to you. I suggest $5 because coffee's getting a little expensive, but you could give any amount you want. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. I appreciate it. Slate says, John Mulaney isn't your friend. That's right. We're going to talk about John Mulaney again because he moves the downloads and I like downloads. Slate says, you don't know John Mulaney. Probably. Chances are good that you don't actually know him. Not in the you guys text constantly and make plans at least once a year. Both of you will flake 45 minutes before the designated time, feel an immediate sense of relief despite generally enjoying each other's company way. You know, like real friends. But as a stand-up, John Mulaney's job, or at least part of it, is to make you feel like you do know him. You're supposed to feel like you could borrow a cup of sugar from him, immediately chat him up at the dog park, or plan a long weekend getaway at an Airbnb. Just you and your partner and Mulaney and Mulaney's ex-wife, Anna Marie Sandler. Think of all the chickens you could roast. The thing is, if you actually try to do any of those things, the first words that come to mind when thinking of the immediate results are restraining order, because you don't know John Mulaney. You know his comedy, his persona, the version of Mulaney he selectively offers you at the mic. Slate adds, this applies to the parts of Mulaney that you don't like, too. Mulaney's fan base thought of him as the guy who told cute anecdotes about his wife not being there to see him win an Emmy because she didn't want to travel across the country to watch him lose. And for those Mulaney fans, the last 9 months have felt like an emotional whirlwind. The rehab stint, the divorce announcement, having a baby with Olivia Munn. Mulaney's fans had and continue to have strong feelings about it, as though John Mulaney was a fixture in their social lives and not just a celebrity stranger. Slate says, look, this is not to judge. I get it, I really do. I'm an Irish lapsed Catholic. John Mulaney was possibly created in a lab to make me specifically laugh. I spent years joking that the Catholic Church intentionally changed up the wording of its services just to out me as a heathen who only goes to mass for funerals and weddings and hopes the ground doesn't open up and swallow me whole when praying. Mulaney does a bit about this exact thing in 2015's The Comeback Kid. Some have cried that love was dead. Others lamented how John Mulaney didn't seem like that kind of guy. He just loved his wife so much. How could he do this to her? How could he do this to us? On Instagram, I'd see a picture of the two of them together and immediately feel a bizarre twinge of sadness, the kind you feel when you find out two of your mutual friends made plans and didn't invite you. Except these people literally do not know me. I invented our friendship in our head. From the Laugh Button, Real Time with Bill Maher, renewed. Picked up for another 3 years, bringing its total to 21 seasons. Yikes! An HBO suit said, after 19 seasons, Real Time with Bill Maher remains a Friday night destination for fresh perspectives and smart conversation about today's most relevant issues. Do you guys watch this? I never watch it. And from the Laugh Button, earlier this year, during the John Krasinski episode of SNL, Machine Gun Kelly appeared on the show. During the Goodnight section, Machine Gun Kelly and best friend Pete Davidson started messing around, which resulted in them both falling off the stage. According to Pete Davidson, he told Jimmy Fallon, he recalls that Machine Gun Kelly had bruised his coccyx prior to the show, but still wanted to do something silly during the good nights. Machine Gun Kelly decided to pick up Pete Davidson, but by the time he realized he couldn't actually pick up Pete Davidson due to his injury, it was too late. As they were falling, Pete Davidson told Machine Gun Kelly, you're an effing moron. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. Instagram, hit me up @Daily Comedy News. Why aren't we Insta friends? Come on. Buymeacoffee.com/Daily Comedy News. Later.